Now, we were talking about plenty of fish on the show yesterday. You know, it's the website for essentially dating and other stories. So we thought it would be a good idea to catch up with Marie Madden from her.ie. She writes the Shifty First Dates column and the her.ie guide to dating in Ireland. Good morning to you, Marie.
Good morning.
What about you and plenty of fish? Do you have a history with that site?
I don't. I tried it a couple of years ago for, I think, 2 or 3 days, and that was the end of it for me.
Okay, so from watching it from afar then, how do you rate it?
Well, again, it's funny you should ask. In the last couple of weeks with the blog, we often ask for feedback from our readers on it, and that's been one area that we've been focusing on in the last couple of weeks, is Plenty of Fish in particular, to get a bit of feedback from them basically on their success rate on it.
Yeah.
And we've had some overwhelmingly positive reviews of it. We've had a few really dodgy stories as well, but like, no, not, you know, very dodgy, but not very fun stories.
Yeah, yeah.
But mostly, again, it's positive. People have got relationships out of it and yeah, had good experiences on it. So that's good.
So it's a dating site that, do you have to put a bit more effort into it, or is it a bit of one of those, the easier ones?
Yeah, no, Plenty of Fish is kind of seen as, it's probably mid-range. You have, you know, the more kind of specialist sites that require a bit more information, and you have the likes of Tinder that require a lot less, whereas with Plenty of Fish it's kind of seen as a dating site but without too much information. But again, there is that bit more commitment. You have to fill out an entire profile, upload your photos. It takes a bit longer than flicking on Tinder.
When people go on the sites, and you had an occasion when you were emailing a guy and you fell asleep.
And yes, and then I did. That was what put me off of it.
He got quite angry, didn't he?
Yeah, again, fell asleep, missed a message, and woke up to 3 angry messages claiming that I wasn't taking it seriously. So, I mean, you do tend to get that contingent of very, very intense people online.
They're the fish you kind of want to leave in the sea, I presume.
Sorry?
They're the kind of fish you want to leave in the sea.
Yes, exactly. No one wants those fish.
You want to catch those ones.
Yeah, we throw them back.
I think, throw them back. Yeah, exactly. Just unhook and throw back. Good. Catch and release, I think, is the term.
Indeed.
Okay. What do you think of Tinder and the apps like Plenty of Fish? Is there a sense that relationships are a little bit more disposable, maybe? Just a bit more free, easy come, easy go, excuse expression.
Yeah, because again, the online dating and apps and as well as that online aspect of it is, I suppose, a relatively new phenomenon. And it's only now that, I suppose, people are looking at what the consequences of it are. Now, in a lot of senses, it's a really positive thing because obviously it makes it a lot more accessible. People are kind of getting out there. It's giving people opportunities that they wouldn't have normally. But then on the other hand, there does seem to have been a negative impact in some ways, in that people aren't taking relationships as seriously as they would have before. And there has been some studies done in the US in the last couple of years, and they're actually finding that, I think it was, divorce rates tripled in the last 30 years in the US, and they are attributing that, particularly in the latter 10 years, to online dating, because it's that much easier. Again, it's like, you know, trying to go on a diet if you're living in a cake shop. If you're married and you're going through a tough time and it's that easy to look at, you know, an online dating site or something like Tinder, and you have all these people who are interested, it makes it that much easier. She obviously doesn't excuse it in the slightest,
but it makes
it that much easier than maybe going out to a nightclub and, you know, meeting someone face to face. It's easier to drift into cheating.
Because I believe that it's common enough for people on these sites to recognise somebody else's boyfriend, you know, casting the line out.
But yeah, we've heard that a lot from readers come back to us as well, that there'll be, and even friends of mine, they'll flick through Tinder and they'll see people on there that they know for a fact are in relationships. Again, it's not a cast iron guarantee that they're actually planning to cheat, because a lot of people do use sites like Tinder as an ego boost.
Mm.
You know, they upload their photo and they wait to see have they still got it, more or less.
Yeah.
But there are people on there who are using it to cheat. It's just a reality.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. Now, I know that somebody got in touch with you guys to ask for the worst things a guy can do on a first date, and it seems to come down to a number of things with multiple references to the fact that you should stop talking about your ex on a first date. Don't do it. It is verboten, forbidden.
Yes, 100%, and I'll back that up myself. Yeah, that's the one that kept coming up when we put it out there. Again, a male reader got in touch. He was going on a date with someone he really wanted to impress, and he wanted to get the heads up, basically, from our readers on, you know, what not to do. And the one that kept coming back was, do not talk about your ex. Don't even reference your ex. Just don't go there. Yeah. And don't ask them about their dating history either. That's another major no-no.
Well, any other top tips?
At least, you know, second or third date territory.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't overshare either. No one wants to hear your sob story on a first date.
Hear, hear.
Yeah.
No messy food, of course. No, it's not, I think I'll have the spaghetti bolognese. No, have a slice of pizza. Don't do that. You know,
yeah, or
easy.
Chicken wings.
Wings. Ah, oh, you're orange enough already. You don't need more.
Oh. Yeah, they're good, but not on a first date. Not on a first date.
What else?
And don't check out the hotness of your fellow diners was another one.
Or the waitress.
Now, that wouldn't have been something that I would have thought you'd have to encounter on a first date. You'd at least think they'd be able to hold your attention for an hour or two, but apparently one of our readers has encountered that. So don't go checking out your fellow diners while you're on a date. And if you are a bit of a Facebook stalker, cover it up better. So don't turn up on a date and let slip that you already know loads about the person that you're on a date with.
Oh, okay.
It's a guaranteed way to freak them out.
Yeah, very good. What about the idea of post-date cockiness? That is to say, you know, you kind of have to kind of work carefully as to whether or not you're going to home alone.
Yeah, that's another thing that's coming up a lot with the stories that we're getting sent in about dates. And again, it's something that might come a little bit with online dating as well, is that people think they're onto a sure thing on dates. So don't come across as if you're counting your chickens or that you think you're going home with somebody or, you know, pushing the issue. You know, if you're lucky to get a date with a nice girl, then
yeah,
be happy to have the date and don't be expecting more at the
end. Okay, what happened, Maria? I don't know if you're into man's men or kind of modern man, sort of, you know, flaky. So, in other words, do you want a man to say, "Hi, Maria, this lovely to meet you. We're going here, here, and here, and we're going to have great fun, a few drinks, and we go," or do you want a guy to go, "Hey, you, what are we doing? You know, what are we doing? Where are we going? You know, which do you want? Do you want A or B?"
I think firmly A. And
correct
most
answer.
Of our readers would say the same thing. Again, especially on a first date, I think it's nice for someone to, especially if they ask you out. If you initiate the date and make a suggestion, fair enough. But
I don't mind. What do you want to do? I don't mind. What do you want to do? I don't mind. Now it's 10 o'clock. I'm going
That's
home.
That's fun for nobody.
Nobody
so,
wants
yeah,
that.
Go out. Like, they're not saying, you know, make a cast iron plan, but at least have a serious suggestion for what to do.
Big time.
Make a plan. Take the lead.
Take the lead. Despite what they all say, you like a little, people like a bit of leadership in their lives, do they not?
Well, when it comes to something like a restaurant, we can handle that. The rest is all equal.
Absolutely, yeah, for the most part. Marie Madden, thank you so much as always.
No worries. Good
nice to talk to you.
You.
That's Marie Madden with her.ie. It's, if you like that kind of conversation, you're going to see read lots of it on her.ie. It's a damn fine site, so it is. Even men like me can watch it and learn.